Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Oluseye Igbafe, your host, and as always, I'm glad to have you with me. Today we are going to be having a conversation about self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. There is an African proverb that states that if the enemy within does not overcome you, the enemy without can do nothing. And most of us interpret this proverb, we interpret the enemies within to mean household enemies, you know, frenemies or people that are close to us. But sometimes the enemy within is actually us, you know, the enemies within us, and not just enemies, you know, within our environment. And the enemies within, if within us, can actually be the strongest form of resistance to our success. As you probably know, you are your most powerful limitation. You can be your most powerful limitation, and of course you can be your most powerful liberator as well. And one of the ways that we may limit ourselves knowingly or unknowingly is through self-sabotage. So what is self-sabotage? Self-sabotage is simply when you are standing in your own way, when the biggest issue, the biggest challenge between you and your destination and your goal is not money, is not capital, is not opportunity, but you. You, your choices, the things you choose to do or choose not to do. When you are your biggest challenge, then that is self-sabotage. And we all self-sabotage, you know, one time or the other. But then when self-sabotage becomes chronic, or when you do it with every important thing in your life, you self-sabotage your health, you sabotage your finances, your relationship, your career, you name it, then it becomes a big problem that you have to deal with. Now, self-sabotage can be actions, it can be ideas, it can also be behaviors and even thought patterns that simply hold you back. Some define self-sabotage as a phenomenon where you knowingly or unknowingly sometimes throw hurdles or obstacles in your own way. So why do people self-sabotage? And are you self-sabotaging? Are you self-sabotaging yourself? One major flag about self-sabotage is, one major sign is, one, always blaming others. People who self-sabotage never take responsibility for anything. They never take ownership for anything. If you're always blaming others when things go wrong, that means you never learn, because you don't see yourself as being responsible. And when you never learn, you can't improve. You know, there's something called the law of madness, which is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And so part of self-sabotaging is never learning, repeating that vicious cycle and never doing something different so that you can get a different outcome. A second sign of self-sabotage is procrastination. And I'm not just talking of the ordinary procrastination. I'm talking about when you decide to procrastinate things, even at the expense of yourself or at the expense of your goal or at the expense of your life in some cases. Take, for example, you have an exam. You know that you're supposed to read. You have planned to read. It's time to read, and then suddenly something tells you to go and sleep. I mean, there's another part of your mind that is screaming that you need to read, but you still go and sleep. And when you go and sleep, definitely you don't do so well in the exam. And so that is self-sabotage. A third sign of self-sabotage is deviating from your plan. You set a plan that you know can work, that you know can help you achieve your goals. You start, you know, sticking with the plan, and then all of a sudden, for no reason, the plan is even working. You just deviate from it. That is a sign of self-sabotage. And a lot of people do this with their finances. You know, they know that they need to save an amount of money, or they know that they need to make an amount of money to achieve a goal, and they are well on their way to the goal. Then all of a sudden, they just spend the money. They throw the plan away, and the plan fails. That is self-sabotage. Let me give you another example or flag of self-sabotage. Especially for relationships, it's picking a fight or simply refusing to communicate. There are people who self-sabotage their relationships by simply picking a fight when they don't need to pick one. Okay? They refuse to acknowledge or to accommodate the needs of their partners, even though when they know that they can and they know that they should, but somehow they choose not to. And at the end of the day, they sabotage that relationship. Lastly, like I said, changing the working plan for no reason is a major flag of self-sabotage. So if any of the six or five things that I've listed resonate with you, then there's a possibility that you are self-sabotaging. Self-sabotage is a very toxic behavior and it can actually ruin your life. It is rooted, or its roots actually is fear of failure, and a lack of self-esteem. I mean, there are a variety of reasons why people self-sabotage, but one of the major reasons is the fear of failure. People don't, you know, when you don't want to fail, so rather than prepare for the exam and possibly fail, the mind takes a detour so that you prepare an excuse, a reason why you fail. So it's not like I failed, I just fell asleep, but you chose to sleep. I hope you understand what I mean by that. So it's the fear of failure. Sometimes it's lack of self-esteem. Some people self-sabotage because they feel, I don't deserve this. They don't believe they deserve the best. They don't believe they deserve a good relationship. They believe that this person is going to leave me. So I might as well, I mean, in their subconscious anyway, I might as well sabotage this relationship and break it off before this person leaves me, because they don't believe they deserve something good. So if you are self-sabotaging, you need to stop it, because you need to be on your own side. If you are not on your own side, then you can't succeed. Just like the scripture says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. You can't succeed if you are not on your own side. You have to be your best ally, your biggest cheerleader, your biggest supporter. And so you have to stop self-sabotaging for you to do that. So how do you stop self-sabotaging? The first thing you have to do is to admit that you are self-sabotaging. A lot of people don't want to make this admission. I mean, it's quite difficult to acknowledge that you are your number one problem. People who self-sabotage tend to actually blame every other person. So this is very difficult for them to acknowledge that they are their own problem. But you have to admit it, because until you get to that point of acknowledging it, then you can't heal from it, you can't deal with it. You'll still be deflecting and blaming others. So the first thing is that you must admit that you are self-sabotaging. The second thing that you need to do is to identify what sets you off, you know, what leads you to decide to self-sabotage. So for example, you were planning to maybe call a friend, or maybe talk with someone that you're in a relationship with, and then something just makes you decide to ignore that person, despite the fact that you know that the outcome will not be good. So, I mean, whether it's your financial, whether it's with your health, you know, some people are on a set of medication and they self-sabotage their health. They just don't stick to the dosage. They don't take it. They say they forget, but it's basically not putting it in the front burner. Okay? Or some people are limited and told, okay, you can't eat this because of the health, you know, but they still self-sabotage. They sneak and eat it. I mean, how do you do that to yourself? They sneak and eat what they are not supposed to eat, knowing the impact that it will have on their health. So you must identify what triggers you, what sets it off, whether there is a mood. And you can only do this with some level of self-reflection. You have to be self-aware. You have to sit down and recognize, you know, your own peculiarities. What are those self-sabotaging habits that you have? Why do you procrastinate? Why do you pick fights? Why do you deviate from plans? What happens to you? What triggers it? You can only decide and discover this by yourself so that you can then begin to fix it. A lot of self-sabotaging stems from fear of failure, and you really have to build your self-esteem. You have to encourage yourself. You have to improve your positive self-talk. You have to talk yourself up. You have to encourage yourself, you know, tell yourself, I'm not a failure. I can do this. I can make it. I'm going to give my best. And, you know, give it your best shot. Talk to yourself and convince yourself that you deserve to give everything in your life the best shot, whether it's your business, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationship. And when you do that, your self-confidence increases. And even if you don't succeed, you know that you've done your best. Okay, you don't need to prepare an excuse for anticipated failure. You don't need to do that. Just don't be afraid to fail, but talk yourself up and do your best. Number four, you need to get an accountability partner. And I know I've talked about it on several episodes. Accountability partners can support you in your dream, in your vision, in your goal. If you know that, for example, you tend to maybe tell lies, or you tend to cheat, you know, you sabotage your relationships, or you're a chronic latecomer. You tend to go to everywhere late, which is also one funny sign of self-sabotaging. You can get an accountability partner who will help you and walk you through the process of overcoming that particular habit that you have. Lastly, you also need to practice some self-love. Boost yourself, you know, listen to podcasts, listen to messages, listen to things that will boost your self-confidence and self-esteem, that will inspire you. And you must also keep your goals, your values, you must keep them in view. You must always remind yourself about why you are doing this and why you need to stick to the plan and the outcome that you want. My task for you this week is to take some time to reflect. You know, we are quickly coming to the end of 2020 and we are moving into 2021. To take time to reflect on how you may have self-sabotaged yourself in the course of this year, how it was that you got in your own way, how it was that you could have achieved something, but you either through inaction or through, you know, sometimes we say doing something stupid, you stopped yourself, and then begin to learn from that and recognize if there's a pattern, and of course stop that pattern so that it doesn't repeat itself again. Self-sabotage is a very toxic behavior and it creates a vicious cycle of failure and, you know, low self-esteem if you allow it to continue your life, which you shouldn't, you have to stop it, okay? So that's a wrap for today. I hope you have learned something. I hope if you were self-sabotaging, you would stop it. And of course, I hope you will share this podcast with someone who also needs to hear this. So that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening once again. Till next week, make sure you take care of yourself. Stay happy, stay safe. God bless you and bye. Bye.